Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's Monday, the 10th of March, 2025. Let's talk today about the importance of you having a phone person and their calling setup. So you may have seen in our brand new portal, if you go into that and look at the 3-step system, which is, of course, build audiences, grow relationships, and convert relationships. In that last one, we've got 3 tasks for you. The first of those tasks is to call new connections. And the reason that we want to call new connections is because we want to just connect people on LinkedIn, add them onto your CRM, and then just call them and just move that relationship forward. And these aren't sales calls that we're making. These are much more important calls than sales calls. They're relationship building calls. The whole point of this third step, this convert relationship step, is to get someone making outbound calls for you, just phoning people up, just for a chat, just to say hi. They're not cold calls, they're warm calls, they're calling people up you're already connected with, and they're talking to them about their favorite subject. Of course, everyone's favorite subject being themselves and their business. So I highly recommend that if you haven't done so already, as you're working your way through the tasks in the portal, that you look very seriously at getting yourself a phone person. And this can be a back-to-work mum, 2 to 3 days a week, 2 to 3 hours a day. It doesn't need to be a massive investment for you. And we do tell you there in the portal on that task where we talk about calling new connections, I tell you how to find your back-to-work mom. Let's talk today about the setup that she needs. And typically, from a basic point of view, the basic tools she needs is a CRM. So, you know, it could be something as simple as MailerLite or MailChimp. Maybe you've got something a little bit better like Growably or HubSpot or something like that, ActiveCampaign. But you need a CRM so that she knows who to call, what their contact details are, and also somewhere that she can keep notes. And this is really important because when your phone person is attempting to build relationships with people over a period of time, those relationships, you've got to have some continuity. So if she calls someone today and they have a little bit of a chat about the business, or the person she's calling says, oh, I can't talk today, I've got to drive my kid to college. Right, let's just go with that. So you would take a note of that, because then in 3 or 4 months' time when you call back, the way to open that conversation is not by talking about the business again, but saying, you know, oh, hi, Dave, it's Cassandra here, calling from so-and-so. Hey, you and I spoke a few months ago and you were just driving your kid to college. Is it Rebecca, your daughter? Is that right? How's she getting on? Can you see how that as a relationship building tool would be a very powerful thing? So you need a CRM where you can record notes, log notes, and they need to be written in a way that anybody can pick those up in the future. You must always assume that your phone person today isn't going to be the same phone person in a year's time. So don't let them use abbreviations or their own bizarre shorthand. They've got to write out not long, but just basic notes. Couldn't talk, taking his daughter Rebecca to college, something like that. So someone who phones back in a year's time, who's a different person, can actually read and know exactly what those notes mean. So a CRM is the first tool. The second tool that you absolutely need, of course, is a VoIP system. I know you've got a VoIP system, but she needs to be able to use your VoIP system at home, whether that's like a soft VoIP or a handset, however you do it. Make sure you've got that VoIP set up so that she's calling from your number, but also so that every single call is automatically recorded. This is one of those things. I'm sure, again, you do this by default anyway, but every single call should be recorded by default, and especially for your back-to-work mum. And then the final thing that she needs for a perfect setup is something to keep her motivated. This is the hardest thing with a phone person, especially when they're remote, especially when they're flexible, when they're not in the office, is keeping them motivated. Because even if you enjoy chatting on the phone, and this isn't a difficult sales job, but it is still difficult phoning people that aren't necessarily expecting that call. If something's difficult, then it's very easy to lose your motivation for it. And I find the easiest motivation is just to keep her involved in what you're doing within the business. So she needs to know what you guys are working on. She needs to perhaps be involved in team meetings, certainly take part in socials. If you're all having a pizza on a Friday afternoon, you know, get her on a Teams call. Everyone has a pizza sent to their office or to their home. It's a great way of making her feel part of the team. Because one of the big reasons that drives a mum back to work is to do adult work with adult people and not have to just be looking after kids again. You must never forget that when you're keeping her motivated. So I have a marketing clinic, in fact, two marketing clinics this week. They are on Tuesday and Thursday, and you can see the details there at the portal. If you just go into the direct support on the left, and you can see the drop down for marketing clinic. If you fancy having a chat to me, we have a 30-minute drop in Zoom, and we do it twice every week. It would be great to see you on those. That's it for me today. I will see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.